If you need a motion, then, Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we continue this hearing at the end of the hearings.
Second that motion, Tom?
Second that.
Yeah, a motion by Mr. Mills and second by Mr. Rippey that we place case number 11,539 to be continued at the end of the hearing. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Now, Mr. Lang, next case, please.
Thank you. Case number 11540, application of Gills Neck LLC. Site is located southwest of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately 500 feet northwest of Route 278 Miller Road, with a 911 address of 19266 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, map 13, parcel 325.01. Requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and a variance from the maximum height requirement. On this application, the special use exception is for the off-premise sign. They're requesting a 5-foot variance from a required 25-foot maximum height requirement for the off-premise sign, which would give them a 30-foot height. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive 3 mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Ring Lardner. Business address is 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before I begin my presentation, I did hand Mr. Lang some presentation booklets to coincide with our request this evening. Big booklet. Appendix C is an 11 by 17 copy of the aerial map that I have the board in front of me. And Appendix D includes my written responses to the 5 requirements for a variance request, as well as the 2 requirements for a special use exception, should I skip and say one as part of my presentation. As I said, good evening. My name is Ring Lardner. I'm a professional engineer and principal with the firm Davis, Bone & Friedel. 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963. With me this evening is a representative of the owner, Mr. Zach Busby, and tonight we have 2 requests. Our first request is a special use exception to allow an off-premise sign, and our second request is for a variance of the overall height of the off-premise sign. The property was first acquired by Gills Neck LLC in April of 2001. Gills Neck LLC then planned and developed this parcel in the Shops of Seacoast. The Shops of Seacoast consists of a shopping center here and then a Safeway grocery store on the left and a gas station to coincide with the Safeway grocery store. The property is zoned General Commercial C1 according to the county's zoning code. We are respectfully requesting an off-premise sign with 2 sides, each measuring 10 foot by 30 foot, with a total square footage of 600 square feet. The off-premise sign will be located on the northeastern portion of the property, right there in white. The sign is located within the required front yard setback of 25 feet and the side yard setback of 50 feet. In addition, this sign is located more than 300 feet from other existing off-premise signs. There's an off-premise sign here, 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 and then 2 more up here. This sign is greater than 300 feet from those additional off-premise signs. Furthermore, there are no dwellings, churches, schools, or public lands within 300 feet of the proposed sign, and we also request that no time limitations be placed on the sign. The proposed sign will not substantially adversely affect the adjacent neighboring properties, and as you can see from the sign rendering on the bottom left-hand side of the aerial, the sign blends in well with existing surroundings. It's just a bigger version of the map. We chose this site specifically because of its location near the existing building. We had looked out in the open, but we felt that location would be detrimental to the existing uses of that site and the adjacent properties. And as you can see with the rendering, the billboard does blend in nicely with the building, does not really stand out or be detrimental to the existing site or to the adjacent site. As Mr. Lank had also mentioned, we are also requesting a variance for the overall height of the sign to be increased from 25 feet to 30 feet. As you can see on the aerial photograph, the property is an existing shopping center. The location of the sign was picked at the least amount of impact on the existing shopping center and the surrounding lands. This project is unique in that the sign was placed at a location that, when constructed, will be located over the existing rear access to the existing building that is used for deliveries and solid waste pickup. And what I mean by that, there's an access drive along the side of this building that then goes to the rear of the building. And so when the sign is constructed, the sign would overhang that access way, so clearance underneath that sign would be required for delivery vehicles and trash pickup and perhaps emergency apparatus. In addition, the proposed sign will be located a few feet from the edge of the building. Through the width, it will be about 5 feet from the edge of the building, so it will not hit the building at all. The bottom of the sign will be located 18 feet above the existing ground. This height exceeds the minimum vertical clearance for vehicles. That minimum clearance is 14 feet. When you read the Federal Highway Administration minimum requirements for vehicle clearances. The bottom of the sign is also located at the same elevation as the roof. And the rendering, in front of the store is a parapet wall. So you can see the sign. If you look at the back side, it's at the same elevation as the roof. In the front, it's at the same elevation as the parapet wall. So it's no taller than the building around it. And it would minimize impact on the future maintenance of the building. As I said, the sign would be a few feet off the building, so the higher the sign would be, the less impact it would have on future maintenance of the building if they had to do something with brickwork or painting or maintenance or that kind of things. In addition, the parcel of land is also required to meet the highway corridor overlay zone, and the overlay zone requires landscaping along the property frontage. The additional height of the sign would allow the existing landscape to remain as currently installed. And you see in the aerial, there are some trees along the frontage that have substantial growth to it. Of course, it's springtime, it would look a lot prettier with green leaves instead of the snow we've been dealing with for way too long. All other aspects of the off-premise sign can be installed in strict conformance to the code. The request for the height variance is to allow the bottom of the sign to be 18 feet from the ground instead of the 15 feet. Because again, the sign height is 10 foot, so 25 minus 10 is where the 15 foot would come from. Additional 3 feet of clearance is again for future maintenance of the building and continual access to the rear of the building. Location of the sign was picked because of its least impact on the existing site. The proposed height will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As you can see on the sign rendering, the sign with the 30-foot proposed height blends in well with the existing surroundings, and the overall height is approximately the same as the existing parapet wall. The proposed height will not be detrimental to the public welfare, and maintenance vehicles will use the existing shopping center entrance to maintain or change the off-premise sign. The additional overall height of 5 feet is the minimum amount necessary to install the off-premise sign. The existing building does not allow for a shorter but wider sign to be installed. The sign sizes are proportionate to the traveling public and posted speed limits, and the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulations at issue. We respectfully request the approval of both the special use exception to allow an off-premise sign and a height variance from an overall height of 25 feet to 30 feet. We thank you for your time and considering our request of the variance. This concludes my presentation, subject to any questions that the commission may have, or the board may have.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman, I'll start with you first, please.
Yeah, is it, how far is it away from the building, you said?
About 5 feet.
5 feet, so it's... It'd be going out into the driveway, the way it looks?
Correct. The driveway is adjacent to the building. So you have the building, the drive access, and then parking spaces. So the signpost would be in the parking spaces, and the sign would project towards the building.
Toward the building?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
It's like a flagpole style sign. So the post would be in the parking spaces, and the sign would go back towards the building.
Back toward the building. Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Ricker?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No. No question.
It does meet this front setback requirement?
Yes, sir.
25 feet?
25 feet and 50 foot from the side.
Okay. The maybe you addressed it and I didn't hear it, but how is this not created by the applicant?
The building's existing. The drive aisles are required for access to the rear site for delivery of goods. So they have to install a sign on the premise based on the existing conditions and the least possible place to impact the existing use of the buildings and the site.
And and I'll ask you another question simply because we recently denied a billboard just south of where your request is.
Okay.
That question is, there's no possibility of developing the property in strict conformity, which obviously it is developed in strict conformity. So can you address that for us?
The reason why for strict conformity is the height of the sign, again, to maintain the clearance underneath the sign to allow the access to the back and also to prevent, there's a building, can't see it on this aerial to the left of it, that's not as tall as parapet wall, so if the sign was lower, could impact the view of the existing building and surrounding property, which is why it can't be installed in the strict conformance of the overall height of 25 feet.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? Of the board?
No. Sorry. Miller Road is nearby. What kind of impact would that sign have on travelers on Miller Road? Would it block their view of Route 1?
It should not block their view of Route 1.
How about any visibility for vehicles along Route 1? Do you believe it would have any impact on that?
But the sign is tall, so your eye is usually about 6 feet or so from the ground. The sign would be 18 feet in air, so unless you're looking up at something, you won't block. Building should be able to see a line of sight to front doors of buildings and to the normal sign, so it should not block any visual view of the adjacent properties or Miller Road itself.
No further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Gary, no.
How do you get the sign leased out already?
Sorry?
Are they leased out signs?
Are they leased out signs?
Yeah, have you got them leased?
The owner may use them for his own subsidiaries, for their own advertisement. He has quite a few subsidiaries that are interested in using these signs, or he may lease them out to others. But yes, there's an interest for the signs that have been generated, at least internally amongst the subsidiaries.
So if he doesn't have any, he can put his own stuff.
That is correct. Okay. And perhaps even offer for the on-site tenants to use their signs too.
No.
No? Okay,
no.
Never mind.
In fact, we will make it very clear right now.
Okay.
It
can't do for on-site, but can do off-site.
That is correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we take 11,540 under advisement.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,540 under advisement. All in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
And Mr. Calloway? So by vote 5-0, case number 11,540 is taken under advisement. Sir, what that means, there may be a decision. That's okay. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.